This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. It's estimated that $2 billion worth of damage was caused by the tornado that hit Oklahoma on Monday. As many as 13,000 homes were damaged or destroyed, and 33,000 people affected by the devastating twister. The number left homeless is still unknown, because most of the displaced were believed to have been taken in by relatives. I spoke to the chairman of the Communications Committee of the USCCB, Bishop John Wester, of Salt Lake City.
It's just devastating, but I know that the Archbishop of Oklahoma, Archbishop Coakley, and this whole staff, everybody in parishes, people are just reaching out to help as much as they can. It's just so devastating. And people who've, in many cases, that one town just wiped out. These people had waited to have their homes built, Habitat for Humanity, had built them a home. And that process takes forever to, you know, go through the process of getting fortunate enough to have a home built for you and then have it all wiped out in a matter of seconds. It's just devastating. It's such a terrible thing, and we just keep them in our prayers and ask the Lord to comfort them, especially through the goodwill and good efforts of so many who are reaching out to them.
It does bring out, as awful as a situation like this is, it does bring out the humanity in people, the Christianity in people, though, doesn't it?
It does. It's, you know, God writes straight with crooked lines, and, you know, God touches hearts, and people, you do see the goodness of people, and a lot of the divisions that keep people apart are melt instantly as people try to reach out and help them. And so it's true. It is. You do see that. And people all across the world are reaching out. You know, the Holy Father sent a message right away. The President of the United States, everybody is reaching out. And I think that symbolizes the care that so many have for these poor people. It's just so tragic.